content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Charlotte Magazine, Walter, Yes Weekly, and Our State. The first article today is from Charlotte Magazine, Calais Soul's Battle for the Perfect Cuban Sandwich. Why do they make two versions of the same sandwich? And which do customers prefer? By Taylor Bowler. Behold the Cuban sandwich. Layers of ham, roast pork, Swiss cheese, pickles, and mustard tucked inside pan cubano, Cuban bread, and pressed on a grill to melt the cheese and lightly toast the bread. It is a handheld masterpiece. So why would Calais Soul, the Latin cafe and cevicheria with two Charlotte locations, serve two versions? As with so many culinary traditions, the answer lies mainly in regional variation and some controversy over the sandwich's origins. Both Miami and Tampa claim it, and each city serves their own version. It is a friendlier debate than, say, ours over barbecue. But each city believes theirs is superior. FS Food Group founder Frank Scabelli discovered the Cubano when he lived in Tampa in the late 1980s. They use simple mustard, not Dijon that overpowers the sandwich, and the places I used to go in Tampa added salami. Tampa has more Italian influence, he says. It's really simple. They don't overdo it. In Miami, they use lighter, airier Cuban bread and skip the salami. When Scabelli was doing research and development for Calais Soul, he brought Shay Fargian, FS Food Group's corporate executive chef, to Ybor City, Tampa's historic district. We ate in 13 restaurants in 24 hours, Fargian says. Our first stop was at La Segunda. We wanted the best bread we could get. La Segunda is a 110-year-old bakery famous for its authentic Cuban bread. They're still doing stuff by hand, Scabelli says. It's really inefficient, but it's how they've been doing it forever. Like New York City bagels, it's nearly impossible to replicate, so they decided to have La Segunda's loaves shipped to Charlotte. Fargian says it took a few weeks to get their recipes just right. We roast our pork overnight for 12 hours, but we adjusted it slightly when we came back from Tampa, he says. I'd look at how the slicer was set. It throws the balance off if you cut it too thick. He also experimented with a few varieties of Swiss cheese until he found one that melted best and tried 20 different hams before he landed on Boar's Head. The salami isn't a strong salami that overpowers the sandwich, he says. The two versions of Calais Soul's Cubanas look almost identical when plated side by side, but they have distinct differences. The Tampa version has Genoa salami and mayonnaise, while the Miami one does not. It is a classic Charlotte move to offer both versions to satisfy the city's range of tastes, but Scabelli says that's not why they do it. It is about authenticity, and the details matter, he says. We're trying to recreate a memory, Fargian adds. People want it how their family made it. They have found that customers prefer the Miami version. At Calais Soul's Plaza Midwood location, Scabelli says they sell three Miami Cubanos for every two Tampa Cubanos. In South Park, it's about 2-to-1. They order 3 to 4 cases of La Segunda's bread 3 days a week and get customers from both Tampa and Miami who want a taste of home. But the Cubanos will always be universally loved menu items. Think about what our brain and body like, Fargian says. He points to sour cream and onion potato chips as a prime example of food that is salty, fatty, crunchy, and sweet. It's the same with the Cubano. Mustard is something a lot of people miss. We use it for acidity, not heat, he says. Our pickles give it sweet, acidic notes, and the roast pork gets savory. Cheese adds sharpness, and you get the crunchy from the bread. It's really simple. You don't have to overthink it. Calais Soul has two locations. 1205 Thomas Avenue in Charlotte, North Carolina. That phone number is 704-565-8291. And the second location, 3100 Apex Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina. Their phone is 704-626-1022. The website for both locations is CALLESOLCAFE.com. From Walter, Modern Comfort at Good Graces by Catherine Curran. Sunlight pours in through floor-to-ceiling windows at Good Graces. The all-day destination has an airy yet cozy vibe, welcoming and casual. It's a space designed for lingering, whether you're enjoying a morning latte or catching up with friends over cocktails. Good Graces co-owners and North Carolina natives Haley Borden and Lindsay Bayless say they decided to open the restaurant because they felt something was missing in North Hills. There wasn't a place you could come to get some work done with a coffee, but also enjoy happy hour with friends, says Borden, who took a leap from corporate America to open the eatery, which is nestled in the North Hills Innovation District. In the kitchen, Chef Cody Ross brings a fresh perspective to Southern cooking. Originally from Alabama, Ross most recently worked at Bread and Friends in Portland, Maine, before he and his wife felt the pull to return to the South. Partnering with Liz Grandchamp of Raleigh-based restaurant consulting group Grandchamp Hospitality, Ross developed a menu rooted in Southern tradition, but reimagined with a lighter touch. This was a challenge because light isn't always what you think of when you think of Southern food, he says. We wanted to serve food that people were comfortable with, that they could relate to, but with a healthful spin. On the menu find made-from-scratch chicken salad, pimento cheese, focaccia, and chocolate chip cookies, which have quickly earned a loyal following. Breakfast favorites include a smashed avocado tartine with pickled onions and an egg sandwich, upgraded with herb garlic aioli on their house-made focaccia. Lunch is available for table service and to go for folks working in the office towers nearby, with a variety of staples like sandwiches, a kale Caesar salad, and a harvest bowl with farro and roasted seasonal vegetables. Dinner offers appetizers like whipped feta and charcuterie, along with more substantial fare like a shrimp roll with a Creole remoulade or a pimento cheeseburger. We wanted to serve the food you would kind of cook at home, except a little bit more elevated and a little bit more professionally done, says Ross. Seasonal ingredients guide the menu, with salads, bowls, and specials shifting as local produce changes. We want to use produce at its peak performance, he says. The bar specials change and adapt to complement the seasonal menu, says Ross. We're always asking questions like, what cocktail pairs with a shrimp roll? What wine would you drink on a porch with a BLT? The all-day bar menu includes the Ginger Snap, a blend of gin, ginger beer, and apple cider, and a summery blackberry smash using seasonal berries with lemon, mint, and bourbon. There's also a slew of beer and wine options along with juices, kombucha, and other non-alcoholic beverages. Bayless says she and Borden envisioned the space as an extension of their guests' living or dining room, just a little bit down the road. We want people to come to us when they don't want to cook, but they still want a home-cooked meal, says Bayless. The soft, feminine design of the space was spearheaded by Dusty Slimp, who is known for his branding and design work for spaces including Furbish Studio, St. Rock Fine Oysters and Bar, and Dos Yoga, a neighbor of Good Graces. It's airy yet cozy, anchored by a sleek U-shaped marble-topped bar. The booths and chairs are done in powder blue velvet, and ruffled glass chandeliers hang from the ceiling. Bows are a signature motif, and each corner of the space is photo-ready. In addition to the all-day menu, the team has curated a marketplace of locally sourced items. "We wanted to showcase products we already know and love," says Borden. On the polished shelves find products like Raleigh-made Mama's Salsa, Piedmont Pennies from Matthews, and Poppy Popcorn, which is based in Asheville. Good Graces also offers its own party mix blend and branded merchandise like hats and sweatshirts. The team will even curate a gift box with selected products wrapped and sealed with their signature bow. Since opening last summer, Good Graces has quickly become a go-to for corporate coffees, afternoon mahjong, and even private events. It was one of the first hospitality tenants of the North Hills Innovation District, with more on the horizon, including a second location of Standard Beer Plus Food and a third iteration of Bench Warmers Bagels. Borden welcomes this growth with hopes that it will bring even more visitors to the neighborhood. "There will be something for everyone to enjoy in our little corner of North Hills," she says. Good Graces is located at 540 St. Albans Drive in Raleigh, North Carolina. They are open Sunday through Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Wednesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Their phone is 919-238-9780. And the website, goodgracesraleigh.com. From Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Cooper's Hawk, by John Batchelor. This is a unique concept. Tim McEnery founded Cooper's Hawk restaurants in 2005. The name came from the bird that is known for its hunting skills and aggressiveness. That latter quality might well characterize the chain's ambitions, as 80 locations, I tried to count from the website, have opened since. Before this initiative, McEnery earned a bachelor's degree in restaurant and hotel management from Purdue University and then worked with Aramark's specialty restaurant division and Linfrid Winery. The enterprise owns its own winery located in Illinois. Grapes are imported from various regions all over the world, then crafted on site for distribution exclusively to the restaurants. Wine development is under the direction of Emily Wines, a master sommelier. Matt McMillan, a chef, educator, and cookbook author, is chief culinary officer. He joined Cooper's Hawk in 2010. The restaurant characterizes its cuisine as contemporary American. The menu covers a lot of territory. I have difficulty imagining anyone failing to find something of interest here. In addition to the regular menu, there is a life balance section of lower calorie selections. Greensboro is the first Cooper's Hawk in North Carolina. The location in Friendly Center is ideal. Customers enter through a wine bar, a long tasting section to the left, a wine-related gift and accessories shop forward and to the right. You can taste a multitude of wines at the bar, find what you like, and then order it in the restaurant. A wine club, the largest in the United States, has several levels. Brochures detail the features. Servers at the wine bar are exceptionally well-informed. I have tasted over a dozen varietals here. My favorites have turned out to be Barbera and Tempranillo. If you are inclined towards sweet wines, plenty are available. Farther in, a conventional bar provides a wide range of cocktails and beers. As you pass the welcome station, a large barrel holds one of the current releases. Tastes are poured gratis. The interior is upscale and attractive, without feeling formal or stuffy. Decor follows the wine theme. Booth seating is most inviting to my eye. A puffy, warm, round bread loaf arrives promptly, accompanied by softened butter. My wife and I started one meal with bruschetta, the tomato slices augmented with arugula, basil, and extra virgin olive oil, all drizzled with balsamic glaze. Flatbread hosts Italian sausage, dabs of creamy soft burrata cheese, as well as pickled and preserved peppers and onions, supplemented by pesto plus mozzarella and Parmesan cheeses. Both were quite enjoyable. The restaurant has parking spaces reserved for takeout pickups, and convenient online ordering is provided. I took advantage of that feature on a recent cold night to pick up two more appetizers. Drunken shrimp are wrapped in crisp bacon, served in tequila lime butter sauce, plus fresh guacamole. Bacon can overwhelm shrimp flavor, but this serving was well-balanced, the shrimp picking up a bit of salt and pork flavor from the bacon. That sauce is luscious. Thai lettuce wraps come in two containers, one with Swedish chili glazed chicken plus Asian cabbage slaw, pineapple, cucumber, and carrot slices, crisp wontons on the side. The other contains bib lettuce, sesame sriracha aioli, as well as peanut and cashew sauces. Assemble these a few bites at a time for convenience. The chicken is tender, well served by the glaze, and those dipping sauces are delicious. The menu offers about 10 pasta entrees. We tried two. Country Rigatoni hosts Italian sausage, mushrooms, and chicken, interspersed with roasted grape tomatoes, all in a tomato-garlic cream sauce flavored with fresh herbs. This is a hearty, family-style Italian dish, well-suited for a winter night. Gnocchi, potato dumplings, can be ordered with pancetta and chicken, Italian sausage, or in a vegetarian rendition with roasted butternut squash. We had the latter and quite enjoyed the additional flavorings from mushrooms, sweet onion cream, spinach, feta cheese, and crispy onions. From four fowl alternatives, we chose chicken Madeira. The primary flavor comes from the named wine, followed by chicken and a coating of melted fontina cheese, combined with mushrooms. The sides with this dish are asparagus and mashed potatoes. Five choices constitute the seafood selections. Jambalaya represents this southern tradition well. The kitchen places a mound of jasmine rice in the center of the bowl, then surrounds it with a traditional tomato-onion soupy mix studded with chicken, shrimp, andouille sausage, and peppers. The shrimp are large, deveined, and tender, not overcooked. Salmon gets a soy ginger glaze, plated over wasabi buttered mashed potatoes, and slaw of green and red cabbage with slivered carrots. Crisp wontons provide a bit of decoration as well as crunch. From five meat entrees, we went with churrasco grilled steak. Skirt steak arrived cooked precisely to the ordered temperature, presented over roasted green beans, mushrooms, onions, and carrots. Crisp French fries complete the assembly. Chimichurri sauce, finely chopped parsley, garlic, and oregano, blended with olive oil and vinegar, is provided on the side. As tempting as the seven dessert choices are, we stuck to our diet. CEO Tim McEnery flew down and hosted the Greensboro opening himself. He met with a large crowd, 100-plus invited guests who attended the proverbial soft opening. The mayor spoke. An auspicious debut indeed, likely the beginning of a long and happy relationship. I received no response to repeated efforts to acquire information about local personnel. Cooper's Hawk is located at 701 Friendly Center R in Greensboro, North Carolina. Their phone is 743-249-8500, and their website, chwinery.com/locations/Greensboro-NC. From Our State, A Place to Linger at Salt and Cypress by Hannah Lee Leedy. Siblings Bridget and Ryan Karg dreamed of owning their own restaurant since they were teenagers. It would be three levels, one for drinks and socializing, one for a dining room, and a third for special events. When Bridget discovered a waterside three-story Cedar Shake unit in Mantua was available, complete with a day dock for people arriving by boat, she knew she found their unicorn. She called Ryan, who was working at a tax accounting firm in Charlotte. They both knew they had to take a chance on this opportunity. Like his sister, Ryan worked in hospitality throughout high school and college, and as he puts it, he was kind of over sitting at a desk. After months of discussion with the owner, they got keys to the building the first week in November. Their plan? Open for business by Thanksgiving weekend. "We do things a little head-on," Ryan says. They got to work, remodeling and refreshing the space with a color palette of airy whites and maritime blue and green accents to complement the coastal surroundings. Friends from around the local food and beverage community showed up to help, taking advantage of the off-season lull. As they prepared, the Kargs pulled inspiration from their time in restaurants in Charleston, Alabama, and the Outer Banks, developing a coastal southern menu with Cajun flair. The owners of the first restaurant we worked at together in Auburn really instilled in us how important having a positive work environment was, and the way they took pride in their food was just a whole other level, Bridget says. "It was a scratch kitchen," Ryan says. "I've worked in a lot of kitchens, and it's good food, but it's not all necessarily scratch made. Everything here is truly scratch-made. I like to say the only thing coming out of a jar is ketchup, because I ain't making ketchup." He takes regular trips to Wanchese on the southern end of Roanoke Island to visit the fish houses. "My favorite thing has been learning this fish market, going to watch the fishermen, listening to them talk, asking what they're catching now, if it's inshore or offshore. From the firecracker shrimp appetizer and fish of the day tacos to the hand patted scallop cakes and shrimp and grits at dinner, local seafood stands out on the daytime and dinner menus. They plan to update the menu seasonally, keeping up with fresh fish coming into Wanchese and regional produce throughout the spring, summer, and fall. But fresh ingredients aren't the only thing the spring months will bring to Salt and Cypress. I'm excited for the time change," Bridget says, thinking about the 180-degree wall of windows overlooking the shallow Bag Bay and Jockey's Ridge in the distance, an ideal vantage point to savor golden hour. "Absolutely," Ryan agrees. "I want to see this marina in action in the spring and summer." With the day dock right outside the door, the Kargs look forward to welcoming boaters who travel in to enjoy a late lunch or early dinner before continuing their voyage. Salt and Cypress is currently open for lunch and dinner, with plans to introduce Sunday brunch starting in the early spring of 2026. Salt and Cypress is at 1100 A South Bay Club Drive, in Manteo, North Carolina. Their phone is 252-421-0257, and their website, saltandcypressobx.com. And also from our state, Sip and Savor at Charlotte's Spaghetti by Anna Grace Thrakrill. When guests crack open the screen door of Charlotte's Young Morrison House and step into Spaghetti, Chef Kendall Moore hopes that it feels like coming home. "Stepping in here, it's almost like a family gathering. When we consider our menu, we're always thinking, what would you eat at the best Sunday evening meal at Grandma's house?" While Spaghetti's ambiance embraces the intimacy of a home-style gathering, the techniques that Moore and executive bar director Amanda Britton employ are anything but routine. Pasta is kneaded, rolled, and hand-cut in-house. Cocktails are meticulously designed. And a rotating seasonal menu encourages guests to return and try what's new. "We've even started doing a four-course tasting menu," Britton says. Our guests come in and trust us to make their experience amazing. They're excited to take their hands off the wheel and enjoy whatever is put in front of them, just like they would at Nonna's house. Britton and Moore opened the Fourth Ward restaurant in July 2025 after planning the concept for 9 months. Along with an emphasis on local, seasonal ingredients, the duo wanted to create an environment that embraced guests with warmth, no matter the season. During winter, olive-toned walls are illuminated by low-lit lamps. In summer, sunshine floats through floor-to-ceiling windows as diners commune over plates of fresh corn gnocchi and zucchini insalata. Behind the bar, Britton takes inspiration from time-tested traditions. In January, she introduced the spaghetti martini to the drink lineup. It's a Gibson, so our team in the kitchen pickles pearl onions for me, which feels like a touch from time gone by, she says. I infuse our vermouth with traditional pickling spices that I get from Savory Spice Shop just down the street, and we use Sutler's Gin from Winston-Salem. As Britton shakes and stirs out front, Moore's excitement propels each month's menu as the ingredients shift with the seasons. Spaghetti's February menu will include Joyce Farms Poulet Rouge, which will be transformed into a Southern-inspired saltimbocca. It's a combination that is both inherently Southern and Italian, which is what we try to accomplish here, she says. In the traditional version of the dish, chicken cutlets are blanketed with crisp prosciutto and finished with a white wine sauce. Spaghetti's interpretation incorporates local country ham and is glazed with espresso red-eye gravy. On a bustling Saturday night, Moore tosses pasta in the kitchen and receives compliments from a group celebrating a birthday. From the bar, Britton spots a couple toasting their wedding anniversary. While they find joy in surprising their guests with current creations, what they love most is seeing how their guests surprise them. We were so focused on our neighborhood here when we started, Moore says. Now we see guests coming from all over the state to celebrate big life moments with us. Spaghetti is located at 224 West 10th Street in Charlotte, North Carolina. Their phone is 980-202-1088 and the website restaurantspaghetti.com, and that's spaghetti without the I. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.